I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies. Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Carson and Kennedy Show is back.
So here we go.
On Mix 104.1.
Again, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. You ever get fired on your first day of work or have to fire somebody on their first day of work? You know, I shared with you the story about me working for a radio station in Tampa for one show on a Sunday.
Even 3 hours.
Yeah.
It's brutal.
One show, and then they fired me because I left early without telling them. And I remember the guy's name while we were talking. And, you know, you were joking about what's he doing now.
Can I find him or did you already?
I already found him. Okay. This is crazy, Kennedy.
Or he's like the president of a radio company. That's usually the way that thing happens. Give it to me.
He is a vice president of programming for our company.
Of course he is.
Our company.
We have to call him.
I know. I'm going to have to find him.
We have to.
I found him on LinkedIn. I'm going to go in and
see. Oh, my gosh. Yes. To be continued, friends.
There's no chance he remembers me.
No, but it's still a funny story.
Can you believe it?
And I want to ask him what he's learned as a manager.
Right. See if he's any better.
Yeah.
I wonder if Sal knows him.
Sal probably knows everybody.
I know. Sal probably loves him now.
Maybe. He just made a new friend.
All right. Again, 617-931-1234 if you have a funny story about getting fired on the first day or firing somebody on the first day. And you had to fire somebody because they were high?
Correct. It was her first day, and I was sitting at my desk. I worked for a very large hospital system. And this is what I received. OMG. When I first got here, I was so high, but in a good way. I was focused as all and then expletive. I only did a few pulls or I would have been nodding off at the desk all day.
And they sent you that text?
They sent that to me. Of course, it was definitely not intended to come to me.
She meant to send that to somebody.
So that's hilarious.
Oh.
Oopsie.
Yeah, so I had to call them into the office and say, we need to escort you to occupational health where they will be doing some drug testing. And that was it. Never came back.
Brutal.
That's amazing. What a great story.
And I love that you saved the text to read it to us. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I bet you pull that.
Everything.
I bet you pull that text out every once in a while at parties, right? Oh yeah, you think you got a good text?
I absolutely do.
I love it.
It's like you can't make this stuff up. You really cannot make this stuff up. So yes, I have to save it.
So good. Thanks
Thank
for sharing
you.
The story.
You're welcome.
All right, bye bye. Got a text, Kennedy, from the 351. Not the first day on the job, but the first day after a promotion. I'd been working with the company for close to 2 years, got a promotion to have more responsibility, make more money. Yay, got fired for budget cuts. Will you read the one about the mechanic? Because
this is the best one.
They don't want to call in. They don't want to get in trouble, but this is an incredible story.
I was hired as a mechanic, and my director fired me after 3 hours of work because I wasn't fast enough with the oil changes I had done. The best part, 11 years later, I take a job as a service director, and he ends up being one of my service writers, and I had the pleasure of firing him and said, "Is because you're not fast enough." Got him.
Just a mic drop.
We love a good moment like that.
I'm just reading about the guy who fired me, Kennedy, back in the day.
Yeah.
I lead the content vision, brand story, and talent to expand audiences and new revenue streams for audio and the music business. As the vice president of programming, I transformed legacy stations into innovation-focused brands that now consistently rank number one.
Do I know him?
I don't think so.
Well, there's not that many in the company.
My experience spans talk radio, sports, news and music, and leadership roles at major market North American radio stations.
I can't wait to do the deep dive.
Oh, we got to find him.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. You need to send an email ASAP.
No, I will. I will.
Mix 104.1 with Carson and Kennedy.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, real people tell their stories live on stage.
I burst into tears. And I wasn't sure if I was crying because
I hadn't been kissed in a really long time, or if I had just never been kissed like that before.
To hear fascinating, heartbreaking, and sometimes hilarious stories from astronauts, teachers, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.